And you get cobweb, see, it's just a mesh solvent.
What about, let me see, the part of a tree, the part of a tree underneath the ground?
Some people call them roots. But down these parts, we call them roots.
What do you say, more like the roots or roots? Roots.
I say roots. Roots. I think Yankees say root, don't they?
Okay.
They call roots.
Okay. And let me see. I guess I've got most of those.
That's a whole double O, hoof and hoof.
You ever hear a woman who's lost her husband? She's called a
bereft widow, heartbroken widow, unless she's lady died.
Did you ever hear that called anything else?
Relic. Well, you find that in maybe legal.
That's a legal term, isn't it?
Not really. I think fancy literature, you'll call it. Somebody's supposed to get a synonym. It ought to be fancy. Or colloquially, you never speak of. She was a relic. I can hear me saying it, though.
Yeah, you say it.
Well,
I got it.
Can't hear anybody else. And maybe some people wouldn't know what I was saying.
Let me see. Something on wheels that you put a baby in and it'll lie down?
Well, there's a crib and a cradle.
Okay.
It's got different thing. Cradle rocks.
Wheels on it.
If it's got wheels on it?
Well, a cradle doesn't.
No.
You take it outside?
Baby carriage.
Carriage?
Perambulator. Another word time used. Didn't the perambulators have a thing like that?
We never call them that. It's no, baby carriage.
That's fancy.
Baby carriage. So if you're going to go out with baby, you'd say I'm going to go what?
Roll the baby carriage.
Roll the baby carriage.
I don't want to trial marriage. I won't roll the baby carriage.
Strolling.
Strolling, you use.
A carriage that a baby sits up in is called a stroller.
Uh-huh.
When it lies down in, it's called a carriage.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say, I'm going to walk the baby like that?
Do what?
Walk the baby. I don't, but I've heard it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm going to walk the baby.
Walk the dog.
Yeah,
doing the same thing.
Dog, but I've heard walk the baby. But
well, when a baby's old enough to walk.
You can still walk the baby.
They have a little harness.
Taking the walk with the baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can walk the baby up to the corner. Yeah, I saw play that. I never used it.
If a woman's going to have a child, you say she's what?
Ancient. In a family way.
What are some of the other euphemisms?
In a family way, ancient.
Just plain pregnant.
Expecting.
Pregnant.
Expecting.
Expecting.
I think a lot of euphemism for pregnancy.
Did you ever hear around here, maybe among the black people, somebody say, she's got a broken leg?
You mean being pregnant?
Being pregnant?
Being pregnant?
No.
No, I never had.
Got a broken leg?
Uh-huh.
A broken leg?
No, I never heard that.
Strange figure.
What about if the woman they used to help deliver a baby?
Midwife,
that was called.
Isn't there some obstetrician, I guess, is a similar word, but midwife.
No, midwife.
I never heard anything else, have you?
Yeah. And if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
favors him.
What about
that's Negro, I think. They use it all the time, I imagine.
Uh-huh. What about if they, act alike?
What, the acolyte?
If they act
alike. Takes after.
Takes after.
That too is a Negro, Negroism. Because of favor, I think it's entirely black. Key is hear white people say it, half joking, like we say Passel.
Uh-huh.
They contribute a lot to the colorful language.